Praise God. But it's very strange. Father's Day, I preached. We got on Father's Day, then this came to me, and I thought, what's this for? And I felt like God said, that's for youth camp. So here we go. Hallelujah. I wasn't even really thinking about last night. About 12 o'clock, hey, you'll preach tomorrow. All right, here we go. All right, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to preach on the strength of the young. Hallelujah. The strength of the young. You know, I've been coming up on this mountain for a long time. Praise God. Amen. And thank God, still able to climb up the mountain. Praise God. I'm glad they didn't sing that song, you know, that king had that 10,000 men march them down the hill and back up again. I think about one or two trips have been all I'd have got done. Hallelujah. But there was a day I could have run up and down and kept on going. But, I thank God for the many times that I, just stay with me now, that we've gathered up on this mountain. All of my children came here. All of them. Brent. Brother Garrison, do you remember Nathan coming up here by any chance? Oh, God. Every time I'd come to camp meeting, I wouldn't hardly get out of the car. Here come up here. You've got to do something with Nathan. God have mercy. Every youth camp. Woo! He'd come over. So, yes, praise God. And so, but Brent, he was usually pretty good. Nathan was Nathan. And then Sister Beth, praise God. She rescued the whole crew of them, praise God. And so they all came. Thank God they're still coming. I said, they're still coming. You know, some folks never see the value. They've never seen the value upon this hill. They've never seen the need to sacrifice. But I'm going to tell you something. There are preachers that are preaching today because they got touched on this hill. My child, my son, my daughter, who was here with Brother Sam, many of it had to do because they came on this hill and got touched by the power of God. It's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of work. But my God, it's worth it to see young people that know God, that love God, they hear the truth of God's word. I say thank God for youth camp. Lift your hands and praise him. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let me get this little deal done here. I love to come to youth camp. I love to see that zeal. I love to see that enthusiasm. You know, there are people, and I'm not saying my church, but there are churches, and you know, they just, to them, the young people are a bother, you know. They're too loud. They're too noisy. They want to shout. They want to run. You know, they're young people. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you get all your young people out of your church, you might as well try to have revival in a nursing home. Ever try to have revival in a nursing home? Woo! Huh? You better preach in your guts out there. Listen, my God, thank God. So, there is what I preach to you. John addresses the situation here. He says, I thank God for the old man. I thank God for the elders because they have known him from the beginning. They've got a foundation. They've known the truth. They've got God's word down inside. Amen. They've got something. They've been through the test. I thank God, he says, for these older folks, But he goes on and he said, I thank God I write to the fathers because you've known him from the beginning. But he said, I write to you young men because you have, oh, the young ones, the little ones, the young ones, because you've overcome the wicked one. I write to the little children because you've known the Father. I write to the fathers because you've known him from the beginning. But I've written unto you young men because you're strong and the word of God abideth in you and you have overcome the wicked one. And what I want to preach to you today, amen, is don't, amen, I believe Paul told Timothy, he said, let no man despise thy youth. One of the biggest mistakes we make is we cast aside the commitments that these young people have. We cast them aside as lightweights and phonies. But I'm going to tell you, in the hearts of many of these young people, there's a fire that burns. There's a desire that burns. There's a cry for God that burns. Amen. Thank God for the strength of the young. Hallelujah. Woo! You know, when they go to war, they're not looking for old people like me. No, sir. They're not looking for me, Sam. That old man, my God, that says, you old surgery on the knee and got gout my toes and you know how it is. My God, they're not looking for me. They want that young man that's got that strength, that's got that vigor, that's got that enthusiasm. I tell you, God's going to hire me and we need some young men and some young women that are going to step up and carry the flag and carry the banner and do the work of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. My God, my God. Yeah. Much light here or something. Glory to God. I am having a trouble. Amen. Listen to me. My God. And I want to preach on three little areas that I think you need to be strong in. First off, you need to be strong in your convictions. Woo! I said strong in your convictions. What is that preacher? That's that voice inside that says you don't go there. You don't do that. You don't say that. What do you base them on? You base them on God's word. Hello? Now listen to me. Listen to me. There are things in here that the Bible tells us. Hair, makeup, dress, things of that nature. And brother, so we've got to follow the word of God. But God will give some of you personal convictions. I said he'll give you personal convictions. Things that God has to deal with you on. Things that you battle. Things that you struggle with. That God will give you convictions. And young men and young ladies, if you're going to be strong, you've got to get some God-given Holy Ghost breathe convictions. Woo. Pastor, since I've been here at Stephen City, had a young man that God gloriously saved him. I mean gloriously saved him. Went home, mother had a television. He would literally turn his chair to the wall and refuse to look at the television. I talked to his mother. I said, you better move that thing out. Huh? She had a daughter that God genuinely saved. But she finally admitted one day, she said, it's not the children, it's me. I want the television. Well, guess what? Guess what? That boy that wanted to serve God, that boy that wanted to go to heaven, that boy that's been on this hill, that boy that shouted in this youth camp, today is a drug addict. He's been in and out of jail and facing prison time, and his life is a wreck. Oh, my God, if that mama would have had some courage, if that mama would have had some convictions, if that mama would have stood, he might have still been here today. Woo! Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen to me. Many of you were blessed to go to a Christian school. When I was coming up, they really hadn't, you really hadn't swung in. I don't think ACE had even kicked in. If it was, I didn't know anything about it. And so I was raised in a public school, in Fairfax High School. Amen. In Fairfax, Virginia. A very wicked place. It was way ahead of you all down here, you know. The sin worked this way. I had two sisters, and they too were children of God. And I remember, amen, they had a talent contest at our high school. Woo! I could still remember passing by there. Oh, I don't think I'll ever forget it. I passed by there, amen, and they had them bands going. I mean, they were jigging and jiving. They were thumping and bumping. They were screaming and demons. And all of a sudden, they said, we got the Melodare Trio's going to come and sing. My two sisters and another girl, they came out with their long hair. They came out with their long dresses. Hallelujah. Come on. And sang an old-fashioned gospel song. Guess who won the contest? The Melodares. Listen, neighbor. You've got to have some convictions. You've got to stand in the face of the world. You've got to stand for your convictions. Woo! Is that all right? Hallelujah. I was at a youth camp not too long ago. God preached. I mean preached. I mean forevermore preached. And young people wept and cried that day. He didn't preach against cell phones. He preached against the misuse of cell phones. Hey man, one young man obviously was having a struggle, and his cell phone was getting the best of him. As you know, there's all kind of stuff, movies and all kind of junk you can watch on there. Is that all right? He came up that day and prayed through and threw his cell phone against the wall and said, I got victory. But before he left the hill, before he left the camp, hey man, one of them older guys told him, that ain't necessary. You don't need those convictions. That's a bunch of garbage. If God talks to you, if God says slay it, if God says lay it aside, if God says put it down, lay it down, and don't pick it up again, you've got to have some God-felt convictions if you're going to make it. Woo! Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I've had struggles from time to time with young people. But I'm going to tell you what, for the most part, they'll line up and they'll do right. What you'll fight, Brother Gene Garrison, is not that boy or that girl. You'll have to face that mom and that daddy that'll get in your face and dare you to not preach the truth. Well, bless God, honey, bring your face on up here, because I got the guts to tell you, we're going to stand for the truth, and we're going to preach what's right, and your children have got some convictions on this hill, and they're not backing up. Somebody say amen. Woo! Glory. No. Not every girl in this youth camp has been slobbered all over. Now, bless God, I can't believe you said it. Well, let me say it again so you'll know for sure. I said, I can't believe that every girl in this youth camp has been slobbered all over. Woo! I don't believe every boy in this youth camp, amen, has lived like the devil and pawed all over every girl they ever touched. Hello? Amen. Brother Timmy Simmons says he was a virgin. Well, bless God, Brother Timmy, I can tell this crowd I was a virgin and my wife was a virgin the day we got married. I don't care what the devil tells you. Amen. You don't have to sleep around like a dog or a cat. You're a child of God. You're born again. You're sanctified. My God, act like you're a Christian instead of an alley cat. My God, we need some convictions in this last 9 hours. Have any convictions, you don't have any core. You've got to have a core inside of you, brother. Hallelujah. There's some lines you won't cross. There's some places you won't go. There's some things you won't do. Somebody help me preach in here. Huh? My God, set some boundaries. Blur the lines. Let the devil know. Let the world know. You have got some Bible-based Holy Ghost heaven-sent convictions in your life. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Oh, so there's no way, preacher, that that's going to work in this day. Well, I beg to differ with you. And John did too. Woo. John said, I write to you, young man, because you have overcome. Woo! Brother Steve Smigel, he didn't say, because you're going to backslide. No, he said, because you're strong. He said, I'm writing to you, you've overcome. Glory to God. Hey, come on now. He had faith in you. I've got faith in you, young man. I've got faith you're going to stand. I've got faith you're going to have courage. I've got faith you're going to have convictions. I have faith some men are going to stand in this wicked hour. I have confidence that these young men, these young ladies, excuse me, are going to serve God. Hallelujah. Not all of you are going to, amen, act like, amen, devils. My God, not all of you are going to wear your skirts so tight you have to grease your heels, your hips to get them on. Woo! Huh? Come on now. Great God, have mercy. Yeah! Hey! Great God. And then like Brother Timmy said, them guys, you know, they want to wear skinny jeans, you know. We ain't interested in seeing them toothpick legs you got. Whew. Huh? Come on now. Or they go to the other extreme, look like a set of gypsies move down the pants up, and they go down the road. Pull your pants up, stupid. Hallelujah. Great God of heaven. Huh? Woohoo! Ah, come on now. My God, do you have any convictions? Is there anything inside of you that says, I'm a child of God? I'm a child of the King. I've got convictions. I've got a standard. I'm going to hold up in the face of this world. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. What about Joseph? What about Joseph? You're talking about a man that had a prime opportunity to lay aside his convictions, huh? Woo! When Potiphar's wife laid hold on him and said, come on, baby doll. Woo! Me and you, baby. Woo! He said, ain't nothing doing. A little paraphrasing here. Ain't nothing happening. No, no, no. I ain't a-going there. Amen. My master has left everything in my care, and I will not violate that trust. I'm not high. Come on now. And he left his coat and went to a prison rather than compromise his convictions. Now, come on here. I said he did. He said, you put me in prison. You can lie on me, but I'm not going to compromise my convictions. Where's your convictions, fellas? Where's your convictions, men? Where's your conviction, lady? When are we going to stand? When are we going to say enough is enough to the devil? Hallelujah. Praise God. I like young people because they have enthusiasm. I said, I love that. Oh, yeah. You know it's right. Hey, come in. Man, they're ready to go. Ooh, that's that don't go. My God. Blind in one eye, can't see out of the other one. Other than that, that's gathering. Have courage. Woo! My God, they come in ready to roll. And you're young. You're young. I said, you're young. Thank God for that youth. Thank God for it. Don't let anybody despise your youth. Sing, shout, rejoice, praise God, run around the church. Hallelujah. If the hypocrites don't like it, run anyway. Unless your pastor says no. Someone told me this. Got real pies here. I don't think that we should let them run around the church like that. Yeah. Oh, now listen here. Listen here. Just because you got too old and too cold. I said just because you got too old and too cold to shout. Woo. Someone said, well,
Miss God, I'm afraid I'll get in that flesh.
I said, don't worry about that. You've been in that all day. I said, it ain't getting in the flesh. It's what's worrying me. I've been in that all day. What I'm worried about is I'm going to get in the spirit. I said, I'm worried about whether or not I'm going to get in the spirit. I'm going to take a chance, Brother Sammy. Amen. If I don't feel like it, I'm going to raise my hands anyway. If I don't feel like it, I'm going to shout hallelujah anyway. Woo! I used to burn the aisles. Now I sort of jog the aisles. I remember my old dad, you know. My daddy was raised up north. He was northern. They were very conservative. And all of his life, till he started coming to his son's church, he led the singing, and he sat down. He was a great man. Brother Samuel, he knew my dad. He was a wonderful man. But I'll never forget that one service we was having in church. And old dad was sitting, he'd about second pew. And we got to cranking, and them boys of mine got to singing. And all of a sudden, here come old dad. For some reason, he'd always cock that head. And here he come. He wasn't running too fast. But old dad had that head cocked. And he wanted to know, boys, hallelujah, I might not can keep up here. But I'm going to run anyhow. I'm going to run anyhow. Woo! Hallelujah. In many and many a service, when nobody else was moving, old dad would get up and take a lap around. I want to tell you, young people, don't lose your enthusiasm. Hear me now. Hear me. Don't come up here to youth camp. Shout all over the grounds, run all over and speak in tongues, and go home to your home church. And the first service, that was youth camp. Oh, I had a great time, got ready, moved. But back to church now. No, that ain't gonna cut the mustard, folks. That ain't gonna do the trick. Bless God. If it's good enough to shout on the mountain, take it back to Greenville. Amen. Take it back to Texas. Take it back to Stevens City. Take it to Martinburg. My God, shout there. Worship God there. Get in church there. Bring that enthusiasm there. We need it. I said we need it to have revival in this last about hour. Woo! Woo! Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory. Listen, Brother Simmons mentioned it briefly. When David got to the camp, you know what the Bible said? What was that, Brother Simmons? He shouted for the battle. Oh, glory. He got there.
Woo! Let a rip-tater chip, let's go.
Hallelujah. But we may fight together.
Oh, but Brother Goliath.
And old David standing, I sort of feel like someone may have reached out and said, come here. Come here. Don't stand. He'll think we want to fight.
No, he might see me.
David, get in here. David, sit down. David, don't stand. I think we're going to fight. David! Too late.
Too late.
Just to let you know, the old man ain't got too old to call on the piano still. And shout a little shout when he comes out. Woo! Hey, listen. Listen. Hey. And there he is. And finally someone. So, I guess Goliath got done roaring. And thing calmed down. His big brother comes up to him.
We know the laws of your heart, little punk. Come, we see the blood. Make one of us.
We don't have church. We haven't had church like this for 40 years. We don't need you to tell us how to have church. We've been having church this way for years.
Everybody raise your hand. And I say glory. Let me praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah.
Woo. David said, what's the deal here? Is it not a cause? All I did, I just brought you some bread. I just brought you some I just come to see how you was doing. I didn't come to show off. Woo! I've been in the sheepfold. I've been killing bears. I've been killing lions. Well, great God said, hey, my God, listen, you gotta make it work at home. You gotta make it work on the job. You gotta make it work with your boyfriend. You gotta make it work with your friends. It's gotta work wherever you're at. You've gotta make it work. Oh, hallelujah.
Woo!
Who's this boy? Bring him on up here, Saul said. Oh, God. My God, he come walking in. Oh, my Lord, he said. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I thought we were going to have a Bible.
And the pastor done brought in some young boy.
Oh, my Lord.
Woo! Oh, yeah. You know it's the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so Saul says, I mean, little additions there for me. You, my son, are a youth. And this guy is a man of, from his youth. And you better go home. Woo! I'm ready. I killed the bear. I killed the lion. I've been on the front line. I'm not afraid of him. I've got courage. I've got something inside of me that's going to stand. My God, young ladies, stand up. My God, young men, stand up on your feet and face the crowd and the devil and let the devil know they've got courage, convictions, courage. Hallelujah. Woo, that enthusiasm. What did God, Don, I got a question. What did God, what did Esther say when Mordecai said, listen here, Esther, if you hold your peace at this time, deliverance will come elsewhere. But who knows? But then we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Preacher, oh my Lord, look at my son-in-law and I think, oh God, look at this mess, all this filth, all this garbage, all this junk, and some people want to crawl in a hole and quit. Oh no. We have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we won't bend, and because they wouldn't bend, and because they wouldn't bow, they didn't burn. Daniel said when they passed the decree that you weren't supposed to pray to any other God, the Bible said he went to his window as before and opened it up and began to pray. It put him in the den of lions, but he came out shouting on the other side, you can make it, you can stand, you can be victorious in this hour that we live in. Stand to your feet and raise your hands. Hallelujah. Father, my come a host high. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning. Give us courage. Give us convictions. Oh, give us strength to fight in this darkened sin, darkened hour. Oh, God, for your word doth declare that where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. If you stood with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, you'll stand with us in the schools, on the jobs, in the, oh, great God, in our churches. If Daniel had been made it through the lines then, we'll make it. If Esther put her head on the line and saved her nation, my God, give me some boys, give me some girls, give me some young men, give me some young women that'll stand in the gap and make up the hedge and make a difference in their generation. Are we going to stand? Are we going to fight? Are we going to raise the banner? Are we going to be children of God? I say yes. I say yes.
Everybody believe you're going to make it. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes.
Man, the juniors ain't here yet, so we've got time to pray. Let's gather and stand up here at the front and pray. Amen, Brother James, get us a song. Hallelujah. Thank God, Lord.